News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There was a 10% increase in people being treated for problem alcohol use in 2023. That's according to the latest from the Health Research Board data. And Dr. Susie Lyons, senior researcher at the HRB, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you. Can you tell us about this 10%? Why is it happening?
Good morning, Ciara. So yes, this morning we have published our latest data on alcohol treatment from the Health Research Board. And this shows that there were over 8,000 cases treated for problem alcohol use in 2023. In fact, it's the highest number in over a decade. And though even though the overall number has increased in 2023, when we actually look at the findings, what we see that there is a decrease in the proportion of cases who are alcohol dependent. Now, this is actually positive, as it means that people are seeking treatment earlier, before they become alcohol dependent, and before they experience some of the worst harms of alcohol use. Because the earlier a person seeks treatment, the more likely they are to have a positive outcome. However, when we look at those people who are in treatment, we do see that the profile has remained relatively the same over the reporting period over the 7 years. Typically, most are male in their early 40s. And for example, they have relatively high levels of unemployment.
Okay. So consistent levels, consistent, I suppose, characteristics of the people who are most affected by this. But am I taking from this that we're now taking alcohol a bit more seriously? We're getting into treatment earlier, and maybe that we're viewing our alcohol consumption in a different way. Is that what's reflected here?
Indeed, yes. I think it is positive that we are seeing this change in 2023 about people who appear to be seeking treatment earlier before they are alcohol dependent. Although, however, really, we still have quite a number of cases who are actually alcohol dependent.
Okay.
When they seek treatment, and 3 in 5 of cases already alcohol dependent by the time they seek treatment. This means that, in fact, they are experiencing the very worst
harms. Sure.
Problem alcohol use. They may already have physical symptoms. They may have some liver problems. They may have cardiac problems, and in fact, definitely have social problems, relationship difficulties, problems at work. And being alcohol dependent, unfortunately, it just means that the treatment is that little bit more difficult, the
sure.
journey a bit longer, and going into recovery more difficult, but not impossible.
I suppose what I'm asking, Susie, is what factors do you think have contributed to these earlier presentations? Do we know?
No, we're not sure yet. This is something that the data doesn't show. Although, I suppose another thing which is of some concern is that we do see that 1 in 4 cases had problem use of other drugs, what we call polydrug use.
Sure.
And this is mainly cocaine, cannabis, and benzodiazepines. Now, benzodiazepines are a prescription medication, and people probably know them as Valium or Xanax. Now, in fact, if we look at cocaine, we see that the numbers of cases presenting with alcohol and cocaine has really increased over the reporting period. And to put this into context, in 2017, 4 in 10 cases with polydrug use, that's using alcohol and other drugs, they reported using cocaine with alcohol. Sorry, in 2017, 4 in 10 cases reported using cocaine along with alcohol. But this has increased to almost 7 in 10 cases in 2020.
Okay, so almost doubled in that.
Yes.
Okay, look, really interesting stats around all of that. And we do appreciate you joining us this morning on that. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Susie Lyons there, senior researcher at the HRB.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.